Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
It starts right now on the Daily Tip presented by BetMGM. I'm Chelsea Messenger, Din Day in for Jenks today. In a few minutes, we'll get to our favorite plays in Thursday night football. Should be a good one, or at least we're hoping so. The Bills squaring off with the Texans. So, Din, as I usually do, I always look at like the numbers and like where the matchup spots make sense for props in Thursday night football. And as I'm scrolling through a lot of these stats, I understand we're going to be talking about the Texans and Bills in just a second, but like, some of these defensive numbers for the Denver Broncos this year, my goodness. Like, it's crazy. Wild some of the numbers they're putting up. So they have 49 sacks this year as a team. That is the best mark in the NFL by far. Like, the next closest team is the Falcons at 34, Steelers and Browns 33 and 32, respectively. But I understand, like, especially when it comes to defense, that sometimes, you know, some of these metrics are tough to measure because there's like quarterback pressures and hurries and whatever. But like, this is one where like the eye test matches up with the numbers. Like, nobody's looking at this Broncos defense like, well, that's kind of an outlier. No, this Broncos defense has been absolutely something else.
And they have a lot of games left. Yeah, so the NFL record for most sacks in a season was the 84 Bears. They had 72. Now, they didn't play 17 games, but they played 16. The most sacks in a 17-game season is the Philadelphia Eagles in 2022. Mm. They had 70. It feels like that number is well within reach for Denver for the final stretch of the season. And if my memory serves me correct, the 2022 Eagles, they finished their season not exactly how they wanted, but in the game that they wanted to finish their season in. You know, defense is really, really important in that process.
Mm, absolutely. And it's just wild across the board. It's not just the sacks. It's the yards per attempt. And the Broncos passing defense has only given up 9 touchdowns while also adding 6 interceptions. Like, those are crazy numbers. So here's the thing. Like, Bo Nix doesn't even have to be that good. And I will say, if there is a coach that's great at getting a quarterback to just be a game manager, as we saw last year with the Broncos, I feel like it's Sean Payton. Like, hasn't he won games with, like, oh, who's the quarterback in New Orleans that's, like, a tight end as well?
Taysom Hill.
Taysom Hill.
The speedster.
Win games with him. Oh, so I do think I have faith in Sean Payton in that regard. It's shaping up to be a really interesting postseason in the NFL this year. But speaking of, one of the contenders is set to play tonight. And here's the thing about the Bills. Like, it's wild to me for a team led by somebody who is steady and consistent as Josh Allen. The Bills have kind of been all over the place this year. Like, from losing to the Dolphins, and even the other matchup against the Dolphins, they squeaked by in that one as well. And then you see Josh Allen score 6 touchdowns by himself. You're like, all right, well, that's par for the course. So I don't know which Bills team to expect tonight, but the odds makers are expecting Buffalo to win this game and handily. Buffalo 6-point road favorites tonight in Houston, total of 43.5. And I was just mentioning that I was looking at defensive numbers. I think the reason this total is so low because the Texans' defense has been really good. One of the best scoring defenses in the NFL. And as far as yards per attempt, this is not a secondary that's going to be an easy matchup for Josh Allen and company. The Texans lead the NFL in yards per attempt, giving up just 6 yards per attempt through the air. But it's Josh Allen. And I feel like if anybody can be a matchup nightmare for any defense, it's probably Josh Allen, but I'll say this about the Bills as well. They have a ton of injuries when it comes to their receiving core, including Dalton Kincaid, their star tight end, not playing for this one. So, Dent, when you look at this line of 6 points, which is sizable in the NFL, and a total of 43, which is low in the NFL, can you make a case for the Texans? Or do you look at Josh Allen and you're like, I'm not betting against that guy?
I can definitely make a case for the Texans, especially because it's not on the money line. If it was on the money line, I could not do that. But if they actually, I find them to be the more challenging side just from a long-term perspective. Like, we know what Buffalo is. They're going to make the playoffs. They're going to compete for a championship. This is year three now with C.J. Stroud. That defense is really good, and they're third in their division behind the Colts and the Jags in a division that they were not a massive favorite in, but they were a pretty noticeable favorite in that division at the beginning of the year. And this is going to be year three for C.J. Stroud, which means he's eligible to get paid this offseason. And I feel like you can't fake the amount of pressure that comes with that. And I think that the team that is going to have more to play for tonight is going to be Houston. Desperate maybe isn't the right word, because you lose this one, you're 5-6. You can still turn 5-6 around in the AFC, but you do have to start kind of looking at everybody else and how many wins is it going to take to get into the postseason right now in the AFC. And the answer is likely going to be at least 10, probably 11 to get in, which means Houston needs to have this one. So I look at them and I say, that's a desperate football team with a quarterback that is, I mean, C.J. Stroud is going to get paid. I'm not suggesting that he's not. But is he going to reset the market? Because remember, after that rookie season he had, it felt like he was going to be the first quarterback to get $65, $70 million per year. And we aren't having those conversations now. Like, they might be able to get away with paying him just a little bit over what they paid Brock Purdy out there in San Francisco and keep Dak as the highest paid quarterback at $60 million. I think Houston's way more desperate tonight. So that does kind of have me leaning in their direction to at least cover the 6 that they're being given.
Yeah, and just to be clear, it is Davis Mills who's going a quarterback for the Texans in this one. And I think a lot of people will see that.
Again?
And they'll say, yeah. And they'll say, at least that's what the oddsmakers think, because we do have props on Davis Mills. So usually the oddsmakers are pretty right on that one. But I'll say this. I think a lot of people will see this game and they'll see Davis Mills v. Josh Allen. They're like, what? 6 points? The Bills are going to blow them out. But I don't think that's necessarily fair, and it's a team game. And like I mentioned, this is a tough matchup for the Bills when you're talking about this Texans defense against the pass. But you look at Davis Mills, and like, they've put like their full faith in him to throw the ball. Like, he's thrown it for 41 and 45 times over the last two games for 274 and 292. Again, that was against like the Titans, which are a terrible defense. And they only scored 16 points. So in the red zone, I don't know how much you can trust this Texans offense. But I do think that Davis Mills is a fine backup. Like, he's not, you know, the level of bad as some of these, like, Browns backup quarterbacks. But I do think, like, that maybe he can keep it close. And I'll say this. The Bills defense, we have seen, has some real flaws this year, especially against the run. So if they can get their running backs going, I don't know how much I trust Woody Marks. Maybe you say, okay, maybe give Nick Chubb a little bit of the carries tonight.
At Maurice's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Maurice's.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Reign. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Night, because you can run the ball against the Bills. We've seen that. If the Dolphins can do it, you would think that maybe the Texans can as well. So that's the thing. Like, you look at the Bills, and of course, the figurehead is Josh Allen. But this has not been a team without flaws this year.
So there, I can't believe Davis Mills was playing and not C.J. Stroud. Yuck. Nick Chubb right now, his carry prop is 5.5. If you know this team is defensively limited at stopping the run, I feel like you have to turn to him. You throwing with Davis Mills is, as you mentioned, fine. Like, he's had success, but I don't feel like that's a formula for winning. If you want to challenge Buffalo, your best bet is going to be, one, limiting the amount of time that Josh Allen is on the field, and then two, just generally running on the defense. If you can get Nick Chubb at over 5.5 carries at -120, I'd be very interested in that. Woody Marks is getting 15.5 carries according to BetMGM. That's a +100 bet on the attempts. That one I could see, you know, as well, maybe pair those up together. But I feel like this feels like a Nick Chubb game. So I want to see Nick Chubb get the football and just see what he can do. See if he can turn the clock back just a little bit. I know he's not the player he once was in Cleveland. See if he can turn the clock back just a little bit.
Well, and also the numbers are a lot lower. Like, here's what my stance is. Okay, last game, Woody Marks was running back number one. He had 18 carries for 44 yards, which, if you do the quick math, that's not a good clip. 2.4 yards per carry against the god-awful Tennessee Titans. So if I'm coaching the Texans, I say, hey, maybe we split the carries a little bit more equally and we give Nick Chubb a chance, especially against this Bills defense. And plus, like, what else do you have to lose? Like, I don't know, try something different. So you look at the numbers for Nick Chubb, and like you mentioned, the carries are a lot lower at 5.5. Let's see what his rushing prop is. I don't know why they make this so hard to find, but I think it's something pretty low. Like, I want to say it's 20.5. At least that's what it was last night. So I think you go with that for Nick Chubb tonight instead of Woody Marks, because somebody's going to be running the football. Maybe it's Davis Mills. Who knows? He's been running the football a little bit as of late. All right, so Nick Chubb is 20.5, overreduced to -115. I think that's a really solid play just because the number's so low. The Bills have been terrible against the run, giving up the second most yards per carry of any defense in the NFL against the run. The only negative factor, which I usually like all the factors to align, is the fact that the Texans are probably not going to be playing in a positive game script. You know, usually I'm not somebody who likes playing running backs on the losing side, but it's just the matchup kind of screams it here. So I do think it's worth the play, especially it's 20.5.
They're not going to be playing positive game script, but I think because their defense is good enough, they'll still be in a position to where they're running the ball into the fourth quarter,
yeah,
which is going to very much benefit us. Because I'm tailing you on this one. Like, I'm gonna ride with Nick Chubb. I just don't know enough about Woody Marks. And you look at Chubb's numbers over the past couple of games. You know, he only carried the ball 3 times against the Titans, but he had 17 yards. You got to give him the football more, right? But he's averaging just under 4.5 yards a carry on the season in limited touches, but 4.2 yards a carry on the season for a Houston Texans team. And now you're going up against a defense that can't stop the run very well. This feels like it is going to be a Nick Chubb kind of game for whatever that looks like in 2025. I mean, his high this year in yardage is 61. That came against Baltimore almost 3 months ago now at this point, or 2 months ago at this point. So it's been a little bit, but I'm in favor of riding with Nick Chubb, especially because that number at 20.5 is pretty low.
Okay, so on the other side, let's look at some Bills props, because I think we've decided that we're not like huge on a side or a total in this game, and please stop me if I'm wrong. But let's go to props on the Bills side of things. Because as we mentioned, the Texans are really good against the pass. And I do think they're going to bring some type of pressure against Josh Allen. So I think the way to go for the Bills is you either look at Josh Allen to take over this game with his legs, because we know he's fully capable of doing that. This is a primetime game as well. I think that kind of leans towards quarterbacks going with the over for their rushing props. Or you can go with like the short and dumpy passes to the running back. Because again, it's a short week. This is a tough defensive matchup. And maybe you just dump it off to somebody like, I don't know, James Cook, who has not had some like banner games through the air. But still, like, you're getting a low number on James Cook tonight. Receiving prop, I believe, is 15.5 for him. So I feel like he can clear this in a couple catches. So I think those are the routes you go. Because again, like I mentioned at the top, there are a ton of injuries to the receiving core. And even guys who have missed like a couple practices this week, like Khalil Shakir, I don't think has practiced in any of these practices this week. So I think that the receiving core is going to be thin. The pass defense is really good. So the way to play the Bills is like on the ground or the short and dumpy passes to the running back.
I'm in agreement with that. Now, I know you don't love touchdown props, but you can get a very nice number for one Josh Allen if you want to get crazy.
Sold.
Now this, yeah, sold. You're right. But you can get him to score 2+ touchdowns, which would be him taking the game over with his legs at +525. He's done that 4 times already. He did that 3 times last week, right? Just getting into the end zone. It feels like against a defense that is the caliber of Houston, when he does not have his tight ends, because we know Josh Allen loves tight ends, not having his tight ends, it feels like that is a really good number for the personnel that Buffalo is going to be trotting out onto the field on Thursday. I know you're not a touchdown prop player, but I might be very interested in a big, big swing with Josh Allen at +525 to score twice.
I feel like that's a good, like, risk-free bet. Or, like, if you get some type of a promo bet, like, those are the ones you swing on. But I'll say this. I don't mind touchdown bets, especially if it's a high total. But this total is 43.5. So, like, it's not my favorite play when they're not expecting a ton of touchdowns. Like, if it's a Lions game against the Commanders, sure. Pepper those in, baby. But we'll see. You know, maybe it is a high-scoring game. Who knows? With the Bills and Josh Allen. All right, coming up next here on the show, time to play True or False, NFL edition, next on the Daily Tip.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.